praise, my fears relieve. How precious did that praise appear the hour I first believed. Through many dangers, toils and snares, I have already come. Death that brought me safe thus far, and grace will lead me on. When we
once again, praise God,
oh, praise God.
Let's praise the Lord. Amen.
We praise God.
Praise God. God. We love praise God. Amen. Of your heart, praise the Lord. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. We praise God. Amen. Sing each other again today. You know, if you just see the statistics, my brother, if you see the statistics in India, in Brazil, in Italy, in France, here in Ireland, many have passed away, but we are all alive. Amen. Why not praise the Lord? Amen. We have to praise the Lord from the bottom of our souls to see each other again today,
amen.
To be gathered today in his house. As I was saying in the previous manner, it's different to see, you know, when you see now actual faces, you see the smiles, you see everything. When people are not happy, you can feel that people are not happy. When you are not speaking loud enough, you understand that you are not talking loud enough. Is, amen? It's just different, a different atmosphere. It's a different experience. God be blessed that we are back again to his house. And those who are here for the first time, we greet you in the precious name of the Lord Jesus. We have not met in person before. Maybe you have seen me on the screens. You have seen us on the screens. But today is the day we are really meeting face to face. God richly bless you. My name is Brother Eli, and we are in his service. Amen.
Amen.
And we praise him for his grace. Let's all pray. Thank you, Lord. Our hearts can't just express what we feel, oh Lord. Just being gathered this way is a blessing in itself. when we were locked down and we couldn't really enjoy this fellowship, but you have kept us in our homes, in our different places during this time of pandemic. Many have passed away. The wind has blown on us, O Lord, but it didn't move us. The wind has been very hard. We have felt it sometime in our souls, in our bodies, in our spirits, O Lord. But the anchor holds. And today we can testify that we have a living God. That God has kept. Not even one of us has been affected, O Lord. We thank you. We praise you. Now, as we are gathered as your children, we know that you are in our midst. Come and fellowship with us, O Lord. Give us, grant us according to our needs. Let your presence fill our hearts with joy. Let your presence be the answer to our requests, O Lord. We commit everything into your hand. Bless the service in the precious name of Jesus. Amen. God bless you. No, it was not easy to get back, to get prepared, come back to church again today. You know, when we were leaving the house, you know, we got ready, everything, we prepared. The time to come and enter the cars to come, just noticed that my children's shoes didn't fit them anymore. Amen. Especially these two. Especially, you know, their Sunday shoes didn't fit them. And the other, they play with, they're very dirty. They couldn't bring them to church, you know. So God is always good, you know. A few years back, I was doing a shoes business. So I just went and checked in my leftovers, and they were just the perfect match for them too, you know. So we praise the Lord for that. So let's read Genesis chapter 1 from verse 11 to 13. And God said, Let the earth bring forth grass, the herb yielding seed, and the fruit tree yielding fruit after his kind, whose seed is in itself upon the earth, and it was so. And the earth brought forth grass and herb yielding seed after his kind, and the tree yielding fruit, whose seed was in itself after his kind. And God saw that it was good. And the evening and the morning were the third day. Amen. You may be seated. God bless you. So we are still speaking on our topic, the law of reproduction. God bless you, really, those who came from very far. I can see Sister Chipo with the children there, Brother Maxwell, and the Sister Gitana. God bless you from all the way from Northern Ireland, Brother Marco from Kildare, Brother Wilmore. You are not the Dubliners anymore, so we have to commend you for making the journey as well. You know, so. And Brother Nats, Brother Vegas, there's been a lot of changes, positive changes. We praise the Lord for that. Thank you, and God bless you for your labor of love for his kingdom. So last week we were talking about the growing troubles, still on our topic of the law of reproduction. When you are born in the kingdom of God, remember, we were saying that you are called to, reproduce. You are called to become a child of God, to reflect the image of Christ. And the seed, the very seed that you received when you believe, is the seed, that very seed that will bring, that will manifest that character of the children of God. In the seed is the image of God that will be reflected in you. But what you have to do to let that seed express itself in you is to follow the law of reproduction, is to follow the law of nature. And we saw from the beginning that you have to prepare, you have to do, to plant natural seed. We know we are not going back to all that. Those who have been following, they know. But last week we were saying that after planting, everything well, but you notice in the field, there is some areas of the field that the crop doesn't really grow along with the rest of the crop. You'll see that there are some areas of the field where the crops are struggling. And you need to do an analysis, you know, to go and analyze why it's not working, why there the seeds are not growing as the rest of the crops. And then you need to do a deep, you know, root cause to find out why it's not working. And as believers, we said many times it happened that you have been in the church, you have been believing the word, but for many years you have been struggling in certain areas of your life. Some areas it's fine, you are growing fine, very well, but in some other areas you just find that you are still, you know, staying on that place for long years after years. So we said you need to go and analyze why things are not working there. Are you keeping yourself under that right atmosphere? Because there are some things in your life that need maybe you to physically change location. I don't mean you move your house, but people you visit, people you stay with, the music you listen to, the kind of things you read, the kind of people you stay with. These people, these things create a certain atmosphere which are not favorable, which don't create the favorable condition for this particular area of your life to give yield to the word of God. You are just feeding that thing. That thing wants to be fed by these people that you go. Because when you are with those people, they're just talking about filthy stuff. They talk about this and that. And there's no way that area in your life, you can possess it. It may change. It may think. You'll see in gardening, natural farming, the gardeners will go and get the plants and move it from this place to the other place. Maybe it was planted in a pot in the house. They noticed that at certain time it was growing very well, but after a certain period of time, they noticed that the leaves are turning yellow. Say no, the area is not good anymore. It's not winter outside anymore. Let me bring it outside. That change of atmosphere, you'll notice that the plant will, you know, resume its normal growth. Why? Because the atmosphere, the area you planted it in, the atmosphere you placed it in was not correct. And it was not, you know, opening. It was not giving it room for it to express itself. Examine your life. Why are you still struggling with that same thing year after year? What are you feeding your soul with? What kind of thoughts are in your mind? Those thoughts, when you just, you know, you may be doing very well, but when you bring back those memories from your mobile phones, those old contacts, those old number that you're still keeping, it's just easy to go and delete it. But as long as you keep it, next time you just say, oh, let me just text. And when you text, it brings back those old memories and you are back to square one. Amen. Deep root cause analysis, very important. Or sometimes the atmosphere, the area may be good, but there's not just enough vitamins in the ground. So that's why I was saying, sometimes after struggling on your own, you have tried. Sometimes there are some things that you can overcome on your own. You go and try and pray, and you are an overcomer. You are smoking, you are not smoking anymore. But there are some other areas where you need help. You need someone to pray with you. You need someone to assist you. It may just be a simple advice that your pastor will give you. That's why I was saying open up to your pastor. If you find that there are areas where you are not making it well, things are just not moving, go and share it with your pastor. That's why God placed him there. We read last time in Isaiah that God has planted the field. He has built a tower inside the field. He has planted, but there is a tower, and on the tower there is a watchman. The role of the watchman is to check what is going there. Is everything growing as according to the plan? If it's not working, he will go there and try to analyze why things are not working. And if he comes, he reaches out to help you. It's up to you. You know your background. You know what experiences, what you have been, what scars are you carrying in your life. Open them up to your pastor. Open up. He will help you. It may be because God has placed some wisdom in him. Just from talking with you, just from analyzing the situation with you, he can give you some guidance. And in no time, you'll realize that you are doing very well and prospering in your spiritual life. Especially for our brethren, we are getting baptized today. You know, it's a very important step in our spiritual life. It's a very important step. And go and just listen to the exhortation the pastor gave. Today, I think the pastor is going to talk about it again. The last morning manna. Go and make everything right. The plowing, the removing, everything, all every root that you believe, you think it's going to be something that's going to hinder your spiritual walk in future. Because the prophet says, when he was talking about that, shooting, on the shooting ground, if your aim is there and here you miss it by 1 millimeter, you believe that you think 1 millimeter is nothing, after 2 miles, that 1 millimeter will become 10 meters. You know, something that you can underestimate today, something you can neglect today, may become a big stumbling block, may become a big hindrance for your spiritual growth. So just go back and plow the ground. Remove, unroot everything. Sincerely in your heart, God will bless you. So today we just want to talk about growing pains. Last week we spoke about growing trouble. Today we are talking about growing pains. You know, the prophet is typing it to our spiritual, you know, our physical, natural life, how we develop in our own. To go from one stage of life to another stage, it's not, you know, human growth is not a smooth process. It's not an easy process. Those who have children know that to grow, you know, to raise a child from birth to making become a man or a woman, or there's a lot of stages that child has to go through, and it's not an easy move. The child sometimes he has to go through some very difficult pains. Just for the teeth to start growing, that child has to suffer. Amen. Just for him to start getting big, even in science, in medicine, they speak about growing pains. The children, sometimes you see them start crying. Why? They experience some pains in their muscles because the muscles are expanding. The teeth want to come out. But for those teeth to come out, they need to, you know, they have to open their ways. It will make the child get fever, high temperature. These are growing pains. And in our spiritual life as well. Being born in the kingdom is one thing, but be prepared for those growing pains because they will come. The proof, the evidence that you are alive, that the child is alive, is these growing pains. If a child doesn't experience those growing pains, he may be dead somewhere, you know. Or he may be alive, but he has lost his sensitivity. But as a Christian, expect those growing pains. The prophet says, what are those growing pains? Don't matter about that. Why they say to make fun of God? God is a jealous God, remember. Suffering for his word's sake is growing pain of his grace.
Amen.
Amen. Suffering for his word's sake is growing pains of his grace. I don't know if you have realized it. The time you start to become serious with the things of God, then the trials begin. As long as you were working, you know, careless, God doesn't exist, everything, you are fine, everything is well. But the time you take a resolution that I want now to become serious with God, out of nowhere, you'll see things start, everything starts going against you. Your parents, I don't know if Brother Aswad is here. I remember last year or the year before, the time he decided to take, you know, position for Christ, trouble in family. They reject you. They disown you. You are not our child anymore. Mockeries, misunderstandings. And the prophet says, these are growing pains. Be prepared. Don't expect it to be a picnic. Don't expect it to be an easy life. Amen. I don't want to scare anyone. But it's still time for you. The waters are there. But you still have your freedom to decide to go in or to, you know, to stay away. If you don't want to suffer, stay away from the waters. Amen. If you want an easy life, if you want everything, everyone tapping you on your shoulder, you are a good man, you know. But don't go in there. But the time you accept to go, to take that step, remember, growing pains are coming. Growing pains are there. Paul, the time he was still a good Pharisee, is going there fighting against the kingdom of God. He was loved by everyone. He was a successful man. He had a very good, promising career. But the time he took that step, went into the waters, came out, and with a different testimony in his mouth, things started to go wrong. Before, we didn't see anywhere Paul's saying that he was in chains. Everything was fine. Anything he wanted, he could go to see the main leader. They'll make everything, sign every single document for him very easily. Get the document, go and do the business. But from the time he just took that step to stand for Christ, growing pain started. So be prepared. When you suffer for his word's sake, it's just growing pain. You know how a little kid, 10, 12 years old, get pains. Come and say, "Mama, my arm hurts and my legs are hurting." So forth, it's growing pains. It shows he has got some good vitamins. Amen. If you have those vitamins of the word of God in you, expect pains. But remember, he will not let you alone. He has promised you. Remember when Peter went and asked him, "We have forsaken everything, our houses, our families, what will we inherit?" The Lord told him, "You will inherit brothers, sisters, homes, and persecutions." Amen. This is part of the package. You've got new brethren, new sisters, you've got homes, because yesterday when you were not a believer, if you find yourself down there in Limerick, nowhere to sleep, you'll go and pay 2,000 euro. I don't know how much to stay in a B&B. But today you have a home in Limerick. Just call, "Brother Sasha, where are you? I have no place to sleep today." You go and it gives you a place to sleep, you know. He gives you brethren, sisters, and so forth with persecutions. Expect them as part of the package. Mockeries will follow in school, Why are you only wearing long dresses? Why don't you put on the trousers? Why don't you do this with us? Why don't you go and, you know, enjoy life, have fun? These are growing pains. And when somebody begins to make fun of you, say, she's old-fashioned. Look at him. Oh, I'll tell you. These girls used to be such and such. All right, just remember, it's growing pains. That's that persecution is good for you. It's growing pains. Oh, yes, he permits crosses and crossroads and junctions. He always does that in order to perfect us for his service. In order to perfect you for his service, he will let you grow. He will let you go through those pains. If a child doesn't suffer fever, his teeth will never come out. He will never, you know, crawl at some stage. Before he starts getting to walk as me and you, his muscles must develop. His muscles must be strong enough to sustain, to support his whole weight. And for those muscles to grow, there's some pain involved. For you to grow in Christ, for your spiritual muscles to grow, there's some kind of pain involved. Amen. Accept it as part of your spiritual life. Amen?
Amen.
Because God, he says, to perfect us for his service. He permits those things to happen.
Amen.
Can't you understand that? He does that so he can perfect you for the calling he had called you for. Remember, God didn't call you just to sit on the pew as you are sitting there. Your final destination is your adoption. You have to become useful in the body. Amen?
Amen.
There's a lot of greenness in you when you come.
Amen.
And God wants to get rid of those, everything that he sees too green in you, because he wants to positionally place you in the body. Maybe tomorrow you'll become a pastor. Amen. But you have that character in you. You have a bad temper. You can't just stand critics. But God wants to make you a pastor over his people somewhere. He will let you go through those growing pains. So that those, you know, those small wings, those small leaves, green leaves, will start falling one after the other. So that you are prepared for the position he has called you for. Amen. Just be prepared. There's many things we can say. We have only half an hour, which is there. But just be prepared, my brother, my sister. Not only those who are getting baptized today, all of us. The preaching of the word is an opportunity for each and every one of us to go back and examine. As we were saying, in a field, you'll see the plants, the crops has been sown the same day, but you'll notice some are this size, some are that size, some are still there. That's the same thing in the church of God, in the spiritual body we are in. Some have made very quick progress. Some are still struggling. Just go back and examine your life. If there are areas where you are still struggling, ask for the grace of God. But be prepared. We are in a fight. We are in a war. Sometimes you may receive some, you know, blows. Just stand up again.
Amen.
And just, you know, get ready and follow.
Amen.
Carry on with the fight. Amen. God bless you. Let's pray. Lord, we thank you. We commit now the rest of the service into your hand. Bless it and take the leadership in the precious name of Jesus. Amen. God bless you.